vaccine trial taking place here in India, part of it in New Delhi. The Covaxin trial that's being developed by Bharat Biotech, and one of the trials is taking place at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences. We're wonderful to have Dr. Padma Srivastava with us. She is the chief of the Neuroscience Center at the All India Institute, and she is, dare I say, lucky enough to actually have got a shot of the vaccine, and one can only hope that that works. Safety is obviously the biggest concern. What was ensured? What sort of guarantee would someone like you have as you go into this trial?
Well, this is a phase three trial, and I'm a science person, so I understand a phase three trial. It's a randomized controlled trial, so I do not know whether I had received the medicine or I had received the placebo.
Right.
But obviously, when I go into it, I go with my eyes open and I consent. And the reason, I wasn't intending to be the first volunteer. It so happened that way. But then the reason I participated in that is because I felt it was an honor to be in it. Number
one,
because this is a compound. This is, a vaccine which is by my country of, it's by India, of India, for India. And the second is that it is being conducted by my institute, which has been in the forerunner of all aspects of COVID pandemic. So it was an honor to be in. I went in with all the aspects well told to me, and I consented it. So therefore, obviously, if there had been any issues, I had already consented. So I would know if there are issues, and I'm willing to actually undergo those issues. So nothing happened. I'm fine. And you can look at me now.
So there was no fever, no, fatigue. Was there any side effect at all?
Nothing at all. Obviously, I don't know. Again, as I said, I don't know if I received placebo or the drug. But there were, and along with me, there were a few more volunteers that day, the very first day that the Institute had launched the trial. And none really had anything to write home about. There's just one volunteer who had a very mild sore throat, which just disappeared. So from what I know till date in the phase three, at least in the institute, none of us really have had any issues to actually recount. And
where exactly is Covaxin as part of the trial process right now?
So the Covaxin is being obtained by Bharat Biotech. And this has come out, and as I understand, though I'm not a vaccine expert, nor am I, I'm not in the design of this trial, but as a participant, the numbers, well, the numbers, like in the institute, they are going ahead with about 1,000 odd. And this part of the trial is looking into the immune parameters. So the blood was drawn, and they're going to monitor us over a period of 4 weeks. And I will be getting another shot at the end of 28 days. And we would look for the development of, I had an RT-PCR before the shot. And so they're going to look at the symptoms and all. But there is another cohort, as I understand, we're also going to look at the antibodies would be developed. So they will be looking for the development of antibodies and another cohort. So they have different cohorts who are looking, and they're looking at different parameters. So I think it's a very well-designed trial. And it is, that it is also being monitored by the Indian Council of Medical Research.
And you wouldn't have an idea, would you, when we would know one way or the other if the drug is ready? How soon? I ask because some of the other drugs are already almost on the market. So how much longer for Covaxin?
So the ones that you're talking about are the guys which are in the U.S.,
US
the mRNA
UK, yeah.
trials, the Pfizer and the Moderna. But when you're coming down to Indian, this region, I think Covaxin is definitely in a head-to-head race with Covishield.
Yeah.
I don't know much about Serum Institute, but the others are, and the Sputnik people have also come in. But I think Covaxin and the Serum Institute probably are almost head-to-head. Serum Institute probably a little higher because their phase three was launched much earlier than Covaxin. But I think both of these would just be maybe a couple of weeks apart when they would be launched. But I don't think it's going to be launched in December. It's going to take time. Phase three is also, it's an important scientific aspect. Sure. What I'm very happy about and confident is that we would be getting good, transparent data.
I think that's most important, Dr. Srivastava.
That's what,
absolutely.
Most important.
Well, it's great that you actually got that dose and that you went ahead with the trial. And if it's not the placebo and you got the actual thing, then who knows? Maybe you're protected. That's something we all hope to be sooner than later. Dr. Srivastava, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks. We'll take a short break. There's a lot more coming up on NDTV 24/7. Do stay tuned.